This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2259. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 5th, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Czechia, Ecuador, Finland, Germany, Indonesia, Japan, Korea South, Malaysia, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Turkey, USA, Uzbekistan, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. From James Crichton, Radio Futurologist Newsletter, of 27 August via New Zealand DX Times. Did you know the ABC Radio News theme, whether it's Radio National, or ABC Local Radio, or Radio Australia, is a piece of music from 1935 by an English composer called Charles Williams. It's called The Majestic Fanfare. It started on ABC in 1952, and it's still going after being reorchestrated in 1988. Also from Australia, I've been hearing a 10-meter beacon, which really gets out, even if nothing else is audible on the band, usually after 22 UT, such as on August 23rd, 31st, and September 3rd. It's on 28266, VK4RST. The high-power transmitter, Radio Nacional da Amazônia, Brazil, on 11780, has been missing lately, or it's at least irregular. I was hearing it on September 3rd after 22 UT, but not before. It seems the following must be classified as Canada non. On 24955 USB, some activity on the 12-meter band, September 3rd at 22:19 from CY9C. It seems to be a de-expedition. It's from St. Paul Island, which is between Cape Breton and Newfoundland, only 24 kilometers from Cape North in Nova Scotia. Really, that's still part of Canada, but Bill Smith points out that ARRL counts St. Paul Island as a separate radio country. Strange as that may seem, it seems to me that such a ruling would imply that any island more than 24 kilometers from the mainland, despite no political separation, could be a radio country. How about the Magdalen Islands, which are further than that, or Haida Gwaii, and countless other Arctic situations? Definitely Canada non is this one, from Tony Pavick in BC. A reminder of his fourth birthday blast of his program Pop Shop Radio. 250 kilowatts via Wolverton, UK, on 11990. UT Tuesday, 10 September at 0300. The angle to North America is 306 degrees. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba. Has anyone heard Radio Progresso on 4765 lately? I never found it during the past week on occasional checks. The nominal schedule was only between midnight 30 and 0400 UT. While the other domestic service on 5025 Radio Rebelde is usually on the air, but after 0630 UT or so, it's dead air. And most Radio Atlanta Cuba frequencies have vanished. One we still heard was 15230, but it was dead air. September 4th at 0257. The only other one on the air was 6,000 in English, which was subtorted. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Via DX Magazine of the Worldwide DX Club, something from a Slovak publication called Spectator. The Czech radio public broadcaster has indefinitely suspended cooperation with the Slovak state broadcaster STVR. This means that for the time being, Czech reporters will no longer be heard on the air. Spokesman Jiri Hozna says, "We deem the forced ending of RTVS and the creation of STVR a purposeful move and the first step leading to the nationalization of the public broadcaster. We fear that leadership and program of the newly established STVR will come under political influence." Slovak Radio, a part of STVR, had heavily relied on cooperation with Czech radio since it had dismissed its own correspondents from abroad several years ago. From Ecuador, the only remaining frequency of HCJB on shortwave, 6050 normally closes at 05 UT, but Manuel Mendes in Spain was still hearing it on the air past 0600 on August 31st, and so was I when I checked at 0650. That could be a problem for ELWA in Liberia, a co-religionist, which goes on the air just before 0600. However, the next night, HCJB was no longer heard on an extended schedule. More to last week's news that the superpower medium wave transmitter in Finland on 963 kHz might be reactivated. From Medium Wave Echo of the Arctic Radio Club, this from Jorma Mentila in Finland, a Christian media organization, Alpha Media Group, has applied to start radio broadcasting to Russia from the old Pori site on 963 kHz with 600 kilowatts. Alpha Media Group is the successor of Finnish Christian Alpha TV, which went bankrupt in 2022. Director Hannu Hauka says they are now planning not only religious programming, but talk-oriented current affairs programming in Russian, in cooperation with Western broadcasters. The 600-kilowatt transmitter is still in Pori. Its coverage area includes major cities in the western part of Russia, and the map shows it extending beyond Moscow. Via Karikalio, this update from Joachim Wexström, the teenage shortwave broadcaster in Finland. The new radio license has arrived in my mail for the next 3 months, covering 6185 and 6195 kHz due to possible interference. The radio permit for the next 3 months covers Saturdays and Sundays. I announce schedules and possible Saturday evening broadcasts on Facebook. Here's the schedule of Texas Radio Shortwave, broadcast in September featuring Stephen Stills. These are via Channel 292 Germany. On September 7th at 1900 on 3955, omnidirectional to Europe with 10 kilowatts, and September 8th at 1200 on 9670 the same. And there are two broadcasts aimed at North America, UT September 8th at 0100 and UT September 8th at 0300, both on 9670 for East and Western North America, respectively. Also on short notice, I hope you're hearing about this in time, Radio 60 has a special broadcast commemorating the centennial of broadcasting in Germany. It's via the Nauen transmitter site on Sunday, September 8th at 11 to 13 UT on 6045. This is presented by Media Broadcast, GmbH, but carried out by Radio 60. Info from Facebook via El Radio Escucha, via AER El Dial in Spain. Not clear whether it's in German or Spanish or maybe in English. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, more monitoring by Ron Howard of RRI Nabire, Indonesia, 7289.93. September 3rd at 0818, there was no signal. It was on the air September 4th, tuned in at 0850, suddenly off at 0913, including distinctive Islamic segments between 0901 and 0911. On September 3rd, Ron Howard did hear Voice of Indonesia Channel 2 via WRMI 7780. It's an audio feed of VOI television in English. At 0801 News, at 0804 the upbeat patriotic song Mars Angkasawan RRI. 0806 the program Indonesia Today. At 0820 about the South Africa Kramat Islamic Festival for the Muslim community of Indonesian descent. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan reports that Radio Nikkei announced August 16th that they would transmit their second program on 6115 with reduced power due to trouble of the transmitting facility. The schedule is weekdays from 23 until 10 UT, Saturday and Sunday from midnight until 08. Of course, the first program presumably at regular power on 6055 with 50 kilowatts. No further details, but they were still announcing this as of September 1st. Actually, reception in Tokyo, he says, is the same on both frequencies, nominally 50 kilowatts. Possibly in use as a backup 10-kilowatt transmitter. Via Ron Howard, info from Hiroshi, on September 2nd about underbroadcasts from South to North Korea. People's Voice Broadcasting and Echo of Hope Broadcasting change their schedule in principle on the first Monday of every month. They switch frequencies starting at 07 and 11 UT. Both frequencies are difficult to hear due to jamming. He says the carrier on 6600 continues to be transmitted unusually with audio alternating 1 kHz above and below. So if you cut out the jamming on 6600 even, you'll be able to hear the audio clearly. Anyhow, here are their schedules from September 2nd. People's Voice Broadcasting or Voice of the People at 07 to 03 UT on 4450, 6520, 6599, and 6601. And at 11 to 07 on 3480, 3910, 3930, and 4560. The other one, Kodama Broadcasting of Hope, that's KODAMA, also known as Echo of Hope, or abbreviated strangely VOH, at 07-03 on 4885, 6250, 7720, and 11-03 on 3985, 5995, and 6350. Well, the layout of the scheduling is rather confusing. I suspect we should check all six or seven frequencies at all times for each station. Also, he says, as of September 2nd, Voice of Freedom is on 6045. It changes to 5920 at the beginning of each month, alternating between the two. However, on September 3rd, Ron Howard says Voice of Freedom is still on 6045, along with Super Jamming from North Korea. Ron Howard reports another day of good reception from YFM, Malaysia Non-Sarawak, on 11665. August 30th, after 12:25 until 14:01, and brief audio of IDs recorded at 13:10. Thanks to Ron Howard for his recordings. He also reports Myanmar Radio Minority Service on 5915, August 30th from 1348 until off at 1400, including some unique indigenous music at sign-off. In New Zealand DX Times, Stu Forsyth reports Radio Casanova in the Netherlands at Winterswijk on 6020 with 400 watts, heard in New Zealand's early evening on 18 August. Via remote receiver and directly. Noisy reception, but noted a couple of songs, sent off a report, and got a prompt QSL the next day. The schedule is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 05 until 09 UT on 6020, also at 17 until 23 on 6070. From New Zealand itself, here's another 10-meter beacon I've been hearing more than once, despite the very low power, on 28228 CW. September 3rd at 2202, ZL3TEN. It's from Rolleston, Christchurch. There's a North American pirate on a frequency a bit lower than we usually find them, 6855 USB. September 3rd at 0345, I had 20 to 30 over 9 rock music. This was Radio 48 via Mix Radio International, and it was a wideband signal, detectable up to 12 kHz above 6855. North American Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH seems to be on almost every night on 7475. August 29th at 0420, I was barely hearing him. September 1st at 0340, Ron Howard reports him, until suddenly off at 0408 with no closing announcement, an anomaly. However, on the same date, Tony Pavick in BC says he was on at 0500 as well with deep fades and peaks to great clarity, and still going past 0515. That's later than usual. More piracy in a moment. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2259. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com, for which financial support is appreciated. Via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com, or by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, North America, but not necessarily USA, because he once said he was just across the Arizona border in Mexico. Yes, it's Hikari FM. Has not been heard for some months, but I occasionally check his frequency before, which was quite distinctive. 11514.9. And September 4th at 0301, I was hearing a barely audible carrier on 11514.92. Also September 4th at 50. Ron Howard had also been wondering about Hikari FM, and reports as of September 3rd. This was formerly known as Radio Pushka, later became Radio Channel Eastern Star, or in Russian, Vostochnaya Zvezda. Thanks very much to Gary Pence for a reminder that this pirate, Hikari FM, has not been reported for a while. Perhaps I should resume my contact to find out his current plans. I emailed the operator, and here's his quick reply. Thanks very much for reaching out. I will bring Hikari back on. I brought it on with my old transmitter on 11515. I am designing and building a new shortwave transmitter. Last time my antenna got demolished by careless landscaping workers. I have rebuilt everything and retuned the system, which was lavishly tuned prior. I really want to get a local signal into California and a listenable signal into Japan. Shortwave is definitely my go-to from now on. I cannot get any good coverage locally, even with a 500-watt FM transmitter. My location is horrible for FM. My site is lower than average terrain. While I am on the small transmitter, I will run the station 24/7. But when I finish the 100-watt one, I am not sure. I might even relay NHK at some point. Not sure what the rules are regarding that. Best regards from Hikari FM. So it's supposedly on air with low power, but Ron Howard himself has not been able to hear it. Not a trace around 0913 UT, September 4th. Gary Pence in Dallas, Texas, however, has been listening via the remote in California and reports 11514.9 at 0230 UT, September 5th. 5 over S9, but fairly low audio and interference. A very lowly modulated melodic melody. Some interesting items now from Rusty X about shortwave broadcasting from Russia. Source to UHF Hold on Telegram. Director Ivan Stepin and the Shortwave Center have signed a cooperation agreement. The program Radio Sputnik will be broadcast from a 10-kilowatt HF transmitter. Dates to be announced this week. Also will launch FM broadcasting in the Naro-Fominsky district. The signal will be heard throughout Central Russia, the Trans-Urals, Leningrad, and Kaliningrad regions. Radio Sputnik will be on air until 1900 on 6850, with a sesquikilowatt of power, and then 100 watts around the clock, until Monday, September 2nd. Then a follow-up. The first test of Radio Sputnik took place on 6850. Radio Center Selyatino, our partner, provided us with 3 hours of powerful sesquikilowatt broadcasting. We were received in Greece, Cyprus, Poland, Czech Republic, Western Europe, Japan, and Central Russia. Thank you, listeners, for giving us the opportunity to enjoy your reports. Radio Sputnik will be broadcast at a power of 100 watts on the same frequency. Powerful inclusion, according to the schedule, will be announced both on the air and in the Holdings Telegram channel. Thanks to RA5CQ and the entire team of specialists for their great contribution to the revival of foreign broadcasting on HF. And another follow-up. The broadcast was purely technical. We were testing the transmitter. In the future, we plan to broadcast original programs, calm music, playlists from the 70s to 90s. No more Sputnik broadcast expected now. We are currently preparing a new program. It will go on the air next week. Terry Kruger in Florida reports, a pirate from Russia, on 7096 LSB. August 24th at midnight 26, thanks to a tip from David Crawford. Russian man and obscene messages looping. Very good signal and lots of presumed Ukraine, piggy, co-channel voices, and jamming tones. Fun times. Via the remote in Holland, we continue to monitor Saudi Arabia's Yemen service on 11935. Usually it's on point 4, but in the clear, however, on August 31st at 1514, it was back on frequency almost 11935.0. No chirping or other extraneous noise. However, by September 5th at 1625, there was extremely rapid chirping, totally obliterating any program audio. One of Spain's transmitters, 15390 for Africa, had been missing from August 30th through September 2nd, and still missing on September 3rd when 15520, the Middle East frequency, was also off the air, leaving only 17715 for South America and 17855 for us. Something's not right at Novalejas. I guess their new transmitters, which have been approved, cannot get on the air soon enough. Voice of Turkey continues to miss some of its North American English broadcasts at 22 UT on 11785. On September 3rd, they tried to start at 2200, but was not heard the rest of the hour. Fortunately, it was on the air on Sunday, the 1st of September, when they have their very entertaining and extremely informal letterbox program. We have one more chance to hear any day's program at 03 UT on 7275. I monitor the new Fulani language service of Voice of America, which is Fridays only, at 16:30 to 17 UT on 17630. There it was, August 30th, the carrier popping on and off at those times, but no VOA IDs in English or sign-off announcements. Meanwhile, I ran TDOA direction finding via remote receivers, which pointed toward near Kuwait as the transmitter site. No one at VOA has yet told me the site, but Andre Strydenberg says the WRTH web app says it's Botswana. That would also explain the very good signal across North Africa, a little bit further into Western Europe. And something else from Voice of America, I ran across DRM noise around 6090, August 31st. It seemed to be offset slightly, ranging from 6083 to 6094. I don't have DRM capability, but I was hearing it and viewing it via the New Hampshire Kiwi SDR. There was nothing but music. However, the text info with DRM invited reception reports to the head of VOA Greenville. Oh, it seemed to stay on the air until 0300, but not heard subsequent nights. But I did get this reply on September 3rd from Macon Dale. We were running 6.5 kilowatts pointed south. Surprised we had enough of a rear lobe that it could be decoded in New Hampshire. We are currently running several DRM tests to check propagation for various locales, as well as exciter parameters. There is not a DRM program scheduled. Tests will be run as time permits. The transmitter is a vintage Continental 617, 50-kilowatt ISB transmitter that was repurposed for DRM. At WTWW 11 in Tennessee, George McClintock continues working on repairing various things, and that engineer from Germany visited and actually got them back on the air on both transmitters. 9930 in the daytime and 5920 in the evening are carrying apparently nothing but the Overcomer Ministry Brother Stair, or Tombs. The hours may be expanding. I heard it on the air as early as 1535 and after 0300. Not so long on the other transmitter, 9475 day, 5085 night. WRMI must be having some transmitter problems. I've noted frequency missing when it's supposed to be on, 9455. And on Tuesday, September 3rd at 2330, 9395 was off the air when World of Radio would have run. Some years I've been noting an off-frequency station from 1240, about 1240.2 kHz. The direction fits for KCRT, Trinidad, Colorado, as it was identified maybe a decade ago by someone else, and now it's been reconfirmed as that station, almost a year ago, however, as Tim Hall reviews his recordings of last October's border ND expedition between Nevada and Utah. Yes, he says, 1240.200, KCRT, Trinidad, Colorado, October 27th at 11:33. After about a decade of chasing this off-frequency carrier on hundreds of Perseus recordings, I finally caught a nice ID as My993 KCRT. Via Mike Sanborn, IRCA, a Radio World story of August 26th, says a 10-watt transmitter gets an AM station back on the air, a rental unit from Information Station Specialists, restoring partial coverage. This was KLEM AM, which was off the air after severe flooding hit the region in Lamars, Iowa. 1410 kilohertz licensed normally with 1 kilowatt day and 50 watts at night. But this 10-watt temporary transmitter has a good signal for nearly 25 miles. Tim Tromp, somewhere in West Michigan, pulls some amazing medium wave DX. He reports to IRCA at 6:45 a.m. Eastern on September 2nd. Travis Air Force Base Information Station near San Francisco and Sacramento, California, was heard on 1710 kilohertz. I never expected to hear it from Michigan. Actually, it was 5 hertz below 1710, the power output unknown. It's low. Could it be 10 watts or maybe 100 watts? That was at 1045 UT with the Perseus SDR in a 140-foot decaz loop aimed toward the northwest. But there's been another 17 kilohertz TIS inside Michigan, reported in the Mayor tip sheet by Paul Dobosch. It's WX9XUP, heard at 1602 UT, August 23rd. The manufacturer testing a 100-watt experimental station from Zeeland, Michigan. There's a 20-minute loop program with an ID, oldies music, in between. And he says, despite what the ID says, the transmitter is in Michigan and not New Mexico, where it's destined. Since August 23rd, I'd been hearing dead air in stereo on 91.5 from my semi-local station KSNS, just across the border in Kansas at Medicine Lodge. Their slogan is Keep Singing New Songs. But I suggested they should change it to Keeping Silent No Sounds. Meanwhile, I've been investigating this station. It's owned by Florida Public Radio, of all things. It turns out that FPR is not public radio, but a religious organization, forcing real public radio stations in Florida to call themselves public media. And they have another station on 101.7, which I am no longer hearing, KREJ, Keep Ready Expecting Jesus. Despite their supposed out-of-state ownership, on their website, this from Carol Henry, who says she's now the president and manager of a network of 8 stations, including those that her husband Randy was used of God to build. But he entered heaven on April 12th. Keeping all the stations on the air has put a tremendous responsibility on my shoulders, she says. I feel we must find new owners to continue this ministry. Finally, on September 4th, 91.5 had resumed modulation. Now a BBC World Service item, which is not out of order, because I'm not filing it under UK, but instead Uzbekistan, the reported transmitter site. It's about a new frequency, 9895, apparently on the air between midnight and 02 UT and being heard in North America. Andy Reid has a reasonable signal into Ontario, and Harold Sellers, listening via remote in England, says it left the air at 0200. This service is for South Asia. Stephen Luce says might the current political situation in Bangladesh have prompted this. Some other BBC frequencies to South Asia have apparently been jammed, such as 17790 and 15295. José Ronaldo Xavier in Brazil reports a new frequencies for VOA's Zimbabwe service in English, Shona and Ndebele, 11735. September 4th at 1811 past 1830, but what is the site? The propagation outlook from SWPC, ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 on September 8th, 25 and 5 on September 26th and 27th. That's with G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels. Solar flux rising from 240 September 6th to a peak of 255 on the 15th, and down to 225 by September 28th. Consult our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2259, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.